just a way, I think, to celebrate a person who represents some of the qualities I think that New Orleanians have, this tenacity, this fierce loyalty. And I'm beginning to think more and more it's also just a celebration of the idealism of youth.
Amy Kirk, founder of the Joan of Arc Parade, is thrilled that her grassroots effort, which began 3 years post-Katrina, continues to be a beacon of light on 12th Night, ushering in the carnival season with a celebration of our city's connection to France and the birth of the Maid of Orléans, Joan of Arc.
I started it in 2008, and I just wanted to do something for Joan of Arc, and I really thought it might be a film festival or a street festival. I'd come up with a few different ideas more along the lines of kind of an arts and culture festival. And when I was doing research, I was encouraged to find that her birthday was at a nice cool time of year in January, quiet time of year in terms of events, but most importantly that it was on 12th Night. So it all worked out to become a parade because I thought, okay, if her birthday's on 12th Night, it would make sense to do something more Mardi Gras-like. And even though we aren't a traditional Mardi Gras parade in terms of some of the pops and whistles, we are traditional in the walking parade model and the fact that we walk in the French Quarter and we don't have floats. And if we do, they're very small and we have horses. So there are parts of it that are a nod, without me really even knowing it, to some of Mardi Gras history.
Kirk says this medieval celebration, New Orleans style, rejoices in the many connections to Joan of Arc, a heroine of France who in 1429 led the French army to victory over the British during the Hundred Years' War. She was condemned by the church and burnt at the stake at age 19, and later canonized as a Roman Catholic saint. Her legacy of strength and determination lives on as the crew of Joan of Arc makes its way through the French Quarter in medieval and Renaissance costumes.
At the beginning, we have a proclamation by Bienville, of course, the founder of New Orleans. We start at the Bienville statue and we wanted a way to tie the statue to the statue, Joan of Arc to Bienville, and it just became a perfect way to give a nod to the city's origins and French heritage. So we have a local actor dressed as Bienville who gives us a city proclamation and ushers in the Mardi Gras season. Then we head up Conti to Charters, and this year, the Historic New Orleans Collection, who just recently renovated and reopened the Williams Research Center, it's right at the turn that we make on Charters. So they are going to give a toast to our court. And then we're going to continue straight down to St. Louis Cathedral, where we have a blessing of the sword. This acknowledges Joan's receiving her sword at age 16 and finding it in a church. And then we will move on down Charters to St. Philip Street, stop at the statue to sing happy birthday and enjoy not a real cake, but just put our candles on the cake. And then we will have real king cake that serves as Joan's birthday cake in Dutch Alley across from the statue right there on the river. We have the king, the queen, and the maid all do little speeches in French and English. And we have some music. Then we all share king cake together. We still ask people to bring their own king cake. Everyone loves just bringing and sharing it. But we do usually receive a donation so we can give out a significant amount to people.
You'll also be handed unique parade throws along the route.
Sometimes some of our knights will kneel and give people the throws. We hand wooden swords. There's a lot of things we don't want to throw, like Joan's wooden sword. She gives out 16 things like that, and softer things like butterflies that are a nod to the legend that her banner was followed by butterflies. Angels, crosses, more, you know, fun things like atomic fireballs. We have some silliness thrown in there, not as disrespect, but just in true New Orleans style, matchbooks and such things. So there are things that are truly handmade, and things like our prayer cards that have become tradition. And even though they aren't handmade, they're locally designed and printed, and they're just different. This year, probably the most special thing is some Joan of Arc handmade, hand-sewn dolls that are very few and far between. I think there won't be more than 50 of those given out.
An after-party follows on the river at the steamboat Natchez Landing. Festivities kick off at 5:30 p.m. at the Bienville statue. The Joan of Arc parade begins at Conti and Decatur Streets at 6 p.m. Sunday, January 6th. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.